Saudi Arabia says that it is convinced that Iranian weapons were in fact used in last weekend's massive attack on its oil industry. It's a message that the Saudis delivered to visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who called the assault an act of war. Those are words President Trump has so far avoided using. Edward Uranian reports for VOA on Pompeo's trip to Saudi Arabia.
Saudi TV showed Secretary of State Pompeo arriving at Jeddah Airport late Wednesday afternoon before meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to discuss Saturday's attack on Saudi oil installations. Pompeo said Iran is behind the attacks and not Yemen's Houthis. Saudi Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki told journalists at a press conference earlier that 18 drones and 7 cruise missiles hit the 2 Saudi oil facilities, and that the missiles, 3 of which fell short of their targets, came from the north and could not have been launched by the Houthis.
VOA's Ed Uranian reporting. U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad is set to appear Thursday before a House of Representatives committee to answer questions about now stalled peace talks with the Taliban and the Trump administration's plans now that the president has called off the negotiations. Khalilzad held 9 rounds of negotiations with the Taliban representatives in Qatar just before Mr. Trump scuttled the process and announced an agreement and a principle with the Taliban. Wednesday, President Trump has used a permanent marker to sign a new portion of the rust-colored metal barrier reinforced with concrete and rebar in a suburb of San Diego that separates California from Tijuana, Mexico. President told reporters that up to 800 kilometers of border wall that is about 1 meter thick is under construction there. This is VOA News. President Trump has named his next national security advisor his 4th in less than 3 years. His replacement for the ousted John Bolton is Robert O'Brien, who has been working at high level on and off the State Department. We get more from VOA's Jim Bertel.
Robert O'Brien has been serving as the president's special envoy for hostage affairs. He worked in the George W. Bush and Obama administrations and was an advisor on several GOP presidential campaigns. His announcement comes a week after President Trump ousted John Bolton as his top national security aide. Bolton had followed Mike Flynn and H.R. McMaster, a pair of Army generals, who also fell out of the president's favor. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Efforts to secure prisons holding thousands of captured Islamic State fighters appear to be on the verge of crumbling, a development which could help strengthen the terror group's efforts to reemerge in Syria and Iraq. For months, officials have said the prisons run by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces were good enough to hold the fighters, many of whom were captured following the fall of Aguz, the terror group's last Syrian stronghold in March. But as efforts to repatriate IS foreign fighters to their countries of origin have stalled, and as thousands more wait to face some sort of justice, fears are growing that the prisons may be reaching a breaking point. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologizes for appearing in brownface at a school event in 2001. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In the school yearbook photo posted by Time magazine, Justin Trudeau is seen dressed in a cape and turban, wearing brown makeup on his face, neck, and hands at a gala held by the private school where he taught.
I deeply regret that I did that. I should have known better, but I didn't.
The publicity comes as Trudeau seeks re-election as prime minister in an election that will be held in a little more than a month. Jagmeet Singh, leader of the New Democratic Party, which holds the third largest bloc in parliament, says the photo is painful.
Seeing this image is going to be hard for a lot of people. It's going to bring up a lot of pain. It's going to bring up a lot of hurt.
Conservative Party leader Andrew Scheer says the photo shows Trudeau is not fit to govern. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. lawmakers are moving next week to begin passing legislation combating human rights abuses in Hong Kong, an action intended to send long-term support to democracy activists there. If passed, the bill would allow President Trump to use what's called the Magnitsky Act to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese authorities for human rights abuses while ensuring protesters are not denied entry visas to the United States and that Hong Kong is complying with U.S. sanctions and laws. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America. 1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.